Hi, we're in a band called Bare Hands. My name's Dylan. This is TJ, Val, Ted. We all play together. It's a band.
So there's a perception reality problem from everything that I've read about this band so far, and it's my way of getting into the history. Because everybody's like, oh, they're a Brooklyn band, which you are theoretically, but take me from the beginning, way back in Connecticut.
Val and I played in a band called In Pieces a long time. It was like 6 years or so. And we just kind of knew Dylan through his band, Building Factory, through Frank's shows in Connecticut, local shows and stuff. And then we obviously moved on. We moved to Brooklyn. Randomly, Dylan and I met up at a bar one night. Just was like, hey, what's up? Let's play some music sometime. He bribed me with some money. Never paid me, though. But and then we met. I told him Val can play bass, and he was like, I got a guitarist. It's really awesome. We just met up in a practice studio in Midtown, and here we are.
NME, that infamous magazine in the UK, called you, I read a quote this morning, that you're pop monsters, which I thought was an interesting quote. But really what I want to talk about in this interview, which is kind of a bigger thing, and we talked about this before we got on camera just for a couple of minutes, is that here you are. Tell me, just out of curiosity, tell me how many records you have.
We have an EP out.
Half of a record out.
Yeah, 4 songs officially released. And then we have like 3 or 4 more songs in our MySpace, but that's it.
So you have 3 or 4 more songs, and the band's been together how long?
2 years.
Well, we have more songs.
We have a lot more songs. Just only a couple songs in MySpace. Yeah,
we're waiting for the right moment.
So what's interesting to me is, so you formed this band how many years ago?
2 years.
Right, so 2 years ago. But let's talk about what's gone on from there. Because you form a band, you put out an EP.
Well, I guess maybe 10 years ago, everyone needed a record label. If you didn't have a record label, then no one would buy your record, and you couldn't put it in stores or anything, and there was no real legitimate conduit for sales. But now, you know, the internet, the interweb, that makes it really easy to directly sell your music to people. So, you know, record labels aren't really exactly on, like, the tip of our tongue, I guess.
Right. Not really. Just like exposure in general. Yeah. I mean, record labels aside, the fact that we've been able to
it's
just
all the internet.
You can just put your music up there, and you know,
and we're trying to play a lot of shows and stuff. You still have to be
ambitious as a band and like do all the things a band does, like tour and play shows and record music and
suck dick.
Yeah.
If it was 10 years ago, I would have been 11, and I wouldn't know how to play the guitar.
Ted definitely knew how to play the guitar at 11. Are you kidding me?
No, I need to play the cello.
Ted's the virtuoso of the band. He's only 15 years old.
But also, I think
and
this band
age half the speed.
Yeah, age is terrible. It's 15, but he looks 30.
I think the band's doing better now, too, because we've all played in other bands that did a lot of bad mistakes. So we're trying not to do that with this band. I think that helps.
So tell me all the names that didn't make it for this band.
There wasn't many. Actually, I was going to use Bare Hands for another band I was in, but they didn't like it. They didn't think it was funny or clever, which I did at the time. Yeah, we needed a band name, and I just kind of said it, and everyone's like, well, it's all right. And now, you know, there's a million bear names, so we're kind of stuck with it. But what else do we have?
There was nothing else that we...
There wasn't really anything that was
with
in contention for the name. It was just kind of... I don't know.
I wanted to call it the Post 9/11s.
Yeah, that's a good
one. I wanted to call it the Kurt Cobains. I had a lot of fun names, and these people.
You also wanted to call it Hater Nation.
Also a good name.
Which I thought was pretty bad.
See, I have like a whole bank full of ideas for my future bands.
Great. Right.
Wait.
You are, for better or for worse, you're a buzz band. And the reason I say you're a buzz band is because, and to me it's good news, is man, the blogs have picked you up like mad. You've got a 5-song EP.
4.
Yeah, of course. 4 songs. There you go. See, I thought I've heard a 5th one. Mm-hmm. You know, the bottom line is, I know you've got good songs. I know you've got more songs. But again, it's kind of, is it a good thing or a bad thing to be a buzz band?
I mean, I think it's good. There's so many bands out there in the world, and there's so much competition. People start to notice your band. I don't think it'd be silly to think it's a bad thing. Yeah.
It's good to be on the tip of people's tongues.
Yeah. I'd rather be in someone's conversation than not.
As long as long as we're credible, I think that's the big thing about with buzz bands is like, what's their credibility? Like where like,
are they just like how many people have they killed? And you know how many women have they forcibly slept with?
So
what are you doing?
I mean, we don't have much credibility.
Where do you think... Now, I mean, I saw it South by Southwest.
That was like record stopping. Right?
Was that bad?
That was great. That was perfect. Where do you think the breakout magically happened? Because there's always that place. It was in South by Southwest. Where do you think that it went from, oh, well, we're putting out some songs, we're putting it on the net, to what happens when I tell people, they say, who are you talking to this afternoon? Who's doing a session with you? And I say, Bare Hands. And more so, and I say this truly, with bands that have been here, that have full record labels, have sold more, but universally, it was like, I love that band. So where do you think the breakout happened? Can you pinpoint where there was like a little switch that flipped?
Well, when we arrived here today, that was news to me. So, today?
I don't know, there was certain points, like CMJ last year, we got a lot of good press from that, and that definitely exposed us to a lot of people, and then to a much bigger degree, South by Southwest for sure. But
it's
I don't
really
think
it's impossible though to like maintain any level of objectivity about like how much buzz your band has, you know. I mean, plus it's really like a waste of time to like dwell on that, you know. You can really like get caught up in that and then you'll end up not writing any songs.
Yeah. Speaking of which, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, I mean, I guess we hear more about ourselves, or people say, like, oh, blah, 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 I read this, and then you don't hear anything for a while, and it comes back, so it's not really, like, a certain time you can pinpoint, I guess.
Plus, like, L Magazine. I have, like, a window broken in my house, and I can't fix it because I don't have the money, and I have, like, cockroaches and shit to, like, leave the light on, like, overnight, because, like, it keeps roaches away, you know? Sure so, does. I mean, like, until, like, the buzz or whatever, like, starts to, like, help me buy the things I need to, like, improve the standard of living that I currently have. It's, like, not really that tangible, you know? It doesn't really, like, pay off that much. Like, we were in, like, a couple magazines this week, and, like, I like a couple of magazines, and, like, I didn't even have the money to, like, buy the magazine that I was in, you know? I have to, like, wait to, like, go home. Like, my mom will have it or something, and then I can see it.
Has music ever helped you romantically?
You have to have music to have romance, you know? Just like you have to have drugs to have a dance party.
It's passion things. Definitely. It's definitely, like, they all kind of have to do with passion things, so.
Passion.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had sex listening to a lot of music, but.
Val's had sex before. He's not a virgin.
Yeah. Twice.
Do your parents know?
Nope. Do your parents know?
They do now.
Sorry, Mom and Dad. I'm not a virgin.
No. I don't know. It really doesn't.
That's not what it's all about. People like to talk about how like music gets you laid, but like play sports if you want to get laid. I'm gonna like tell my kid definitely to like I'm not gonna let him play guitar or nothing. I'm gonna like just like make him play football or something, or like maybe like you know one of those kind of rare unique sports where you can actually like reach like global prominence in it because it's so obscure.
And like squash, is that where you played squash?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a motivating factor. Wow.
So what's next? Are you've been courted by labels and you've kind of made it clear here that that's not necessarily, it's not that you would turn it down, but you if you're going to do it, you don't want to lose your independence and you've done quite well on your own. So have you, when you sit down and you're having a beer after the gig, after you're tired and you say, oh, okay, why are we, you know, like you said, hey, we're not making millions yet, and yet we're a buzz band, and we love what we're doing, and we've made choices, but we're intelligent people. We're not, you know, some yutzes who just left, you know, made it to third grade, and oh, let's form a band. So when you talk about kind of the grand scheme of things for Bare Hands, what do you talk about? Or do you not?
Global dominance.
Yeah. Up and up.
I don't know. Just try to...
We want to put out a record.
I mean, immediate goals, yeah. Put out a record, do some touring. I mean...
And getting signed is included in that, you know. It's just, we're lucky that this day and age, you know, it's not an absolute necessity. And we've been lucky enough to get as far as we have without the aid of a label, so...
We really want to play in different countries too. That's like really one of the reasons why I play in a band, because I love traveling and it helps you travel and stuff. And I want to play in Tokyo, and I want to play Berlin and Amsterdam really badly.
We're going to England tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to England maybe tomorrow.
Question number 14.
Are you going to England tomorrow?
The importance of the UK. See, there you go.
We'll see.
Well, you according to the NME, you're going over there as pop monster. What do you think it is to be a pop monster? I mean, what does that mean?
I don't know.
But all kidding aside, when you look at your songs, do you say to yourself, we're playing pop songs, we're playing rock and roll? Where do you ever define it, or do you just say, nah, this is the music we make?
I think the song just comes out of itself. Dylan will be like a skeleton, but then we'll all kind of form ourselves around it and really kind of transform it into a Bare Hand song. And I don't think we really have like, oh, well, hey, let's write a pop song, like, or like, this is going to be like this way, or like, let's not play that. You know, it just kind of evolves out of itself.
I mean, we all came from like a really like punk rock background, so I guess, you know, we like to keep things like raw and urgent, and I don't know, have a level of intensity, even if it's something that's kind of like sugary or poppy. Definitely, I don't know, we definitely have like a sort of aggressive take at it. So.
But it's definitely pop music.
It still is, yeah.
It's like undeniably pop music, based in the tradition in some way.
Right. I guess the approach is just something that we're all used to, and since we grew up with that, it's just like, you know, at this point, we can't really, you know, change that or deny it. It's just part of who we are as people. So the end result still, like you said, goes through some sort of funnel or filter.
Yeah, but we listen to a lot of pop music. I mean, Dylan is like all up on the R&B.
It's true.
Hot 97.
We listen to a lot of Hot 97.
Hot 97 a lot.
So it's not, I don't think it's, you know, foreign to our consciousness that we're a pop band.
No,
I don't think
not.
We're, I mean, I'm tiny. I wouldn't call myself a monster, but.
You would call yourself pop, though?
I would call myself a pop. Maybe one day I'll be a pop.
Blood and Treasure was it was a phrase that my professor, I took this class in college called war cinema of war, I guess, and he used to use the phrase blood and treasure as like how a country determines whether or not it's worthwhile to still be in a war, like how much blood and treasure is going to cost us. So that's how that one came together. The next song we played was called Can't Stick 'Em, and I ripped that off kind of from an old Lead Belly song. Stole a couple of the lyrics and kind of shifted them around. I don't know, that song's kind of about being in the nature, state of nature, and being human. And then Golden is a song that we all wrote together. Ted wrote the riff, and we put it together in a practice space in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. And
it's a mood piece.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll let other people think about that.
Hi, we're Bare Hands. This is called Blood and Treasure.
Wear Bare Hands. It's called Can't Stick 'Em.
Mm-hmm.